And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. A bill to eliminate the statute of limitations for victims of child sexual assault to file civil suits against abusers moved out of the state Senate. It's an effort lawmakers have struggled with for years. Colorado currently has no statute of limitations for criminal cases involving sexual abuse of minors, but victims have to file civil claims by the age of 24. Tuesday's unanimous vote sends the legislation to the House. 10 other states have eliminated time limits for civil suits. State data suggests more than 800 people in Colorado who have had COVID-19 may have caught it a second time. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
The state released the number Monday and said 812 people out of a total of nearly 430,000 positive cases of COVID-19 were reinfected. The criteria for reinfection is two positive molecular tests, like a PCR test, separated by 90 days or longer. That's an attempt to differentiate reinfection from those who have one continued infection. To determine true reinfection, scientists would have to do genetic sequencing on the samples, which it's only been able to do for a few of the cases. The reinfections were reported between August and February. Reinfections are rare, but like similar viruses, do occur. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Hanging Lake Trail near Glenwood Springs is expected to soon reopen after last summer's Grizzly Creek fire shut down access to the lake. Officials say permits will be available to purchase on April 1st through the Glenwood Springs tourism website. Hikers will be able to set off starting in May. Capacity limits put in place during the pandemic will remain in effect, and shuttles won't operate until later this year. Coming up, state lawmakers will soon decide if they'll restore last year's 58% budget cut to Colorado's colleges and universities. One college, though, is asking for something more.
MSU Denver has an enormous equity gap compared to the average in funding per student.
The college wants to get what others do in order to help more underserved students get their degrees. CPR News education reporter Jenny Brundine has that story in about 10 minutes. This is CPR News.